Friends in Christ, today we're talking a lot about plants and tree, and it makes sense when we go back to what our lesson for today is. We're looking once more in the Gospel according to Matthew. So again, Matthew's one of the 12 disciples. He writes this account of Jesus telling parables, those earthly stories with heavenly meanings. And one of the first and most important of these parables, these teachings of Jesus, is what we call the parable of the sower. Now, for the ladies that make blankets and quilts, it's not that kind of sower. It's the one that you plant seeds, that sower, S-O-W, sower. So I want to hear once more this as Jesus speaks it. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up. And since they had no depth, when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell along the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And he who has ears, let him hear. So, I have a few things for us. Sorry if I get a little bit in front of you guys. I'll move over here. Let's take a look once more how this is in action. So, let's pretend I'm a sower. I got a whole bunch of seeds. We got some sunflower seeds. I like to plant sunflowers. Let's say I'm out about and it's the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. It's good weather. I'm going to decide to plant some seeds. But on my way, my bag's got a hole in it, so a couple of these fall along the path, maybe around. And then on my way over, some more seeds fall along some rocks. And we all know, like, we're in Waukesha County. It's Waukesha County. There's rocks everywhere. It's hard to plant. And then this is Wisconsin, and there's weeds everywhere. There is weeds. Every time you pick them, it seems like one you pick, two come back up. But every now and then, you'll get some really good soil, some really good dark stuff. Wherever you can find it, it is gold. I think when they had the Clampets, the Beverly Hillbillies, when they said black gold, I think it was soil, not oil. But anyways, that's for later. So you got all these things going on, and really helpful is Jesus paints the picture for us. This is one of the few teachings of Jesus where he, actually gives us the meaning of what he's teaching us. So once more, he says that the seeds that fell along the path are seeds that fall on deaf ears. Maybe you're a college student and you encounter blatant unbelievers or people that are just atheists. They just don't want to hear anything about God, right? We know people like that sometimes. We're just so fed up with all these churchy people and all these traditions. I don't know if I need all that. I got myself. That's all I need. That's what happens when seeds fall all along the path. The seed's right there. You have a message of hope, but they just don't want it, and it dies without doing anything. So if you're a college student, or if you know college students, or if you have people, maybe coworkers, pay attention, because that's what's happening. All your kindness, your love poured into those people, they have to receive it before to do anything. Or maybe it's something like this. There's rocky ground. Looks like there's a lot of stuff growing, but it just kind of is here today and gone tomorrow. So let's say I'm planting some seeds, and it falls along the rocks, and there's a really good rainstorm, and immediately, boom, It's come up. But then a week later, they just start to flop over and shrivel because they had no roots. This is what it's like when maybe when you were younger, or maybe you were new to coming to church or new to faith, where you get really just overjoyed all of a sudden. You maybe had a really good mission trip experience, or maybe you went to a Bible study or a church service, and we're just all jazzed up for Jesus. But then you never went back, and then you got further and further away from church, and then just life got busy, and your faith just kind of melts. Or maybe we have this bag of weeds, and maybe it was that you had the faith there and it was growing, but coronavirus came up, and then you got race protests that came up, and then you got bills to pay, and then you lose your job, and then your kids are screaming, and then your friend betrays you, and then all of a sudden there goes God again. I don't know, maybe he's not there in my life. That's what it's like to fall along the weeds. The thorns, the cares of the world just squelch our faith. And it's scary. How did that happen so easily when we had such a good thing going? But every now and then, the time is right when your heart is ready. You've been beaten and battered down. You've had close calls. The time was right, and you were just ready to grow. You gave it all up and just said, God, do what you need to do with me, and I'll follow along. It's that kind of soil that reminds us of when our hearts are ready. And it's like that when maybe we've had an encounter with an unlikely friend or coworker, that we finally gave them a chance. Or maybe if it was in your school days and that boy or girl that just wasn't your type, all of a sudden kind of worked their way into your heart. And after a while, they seemed pretty good for you. That's kind of good soil for us. That's how God plants his word of hope and love. When we're like that soil, when we're ready to be molded and shaped by God. Now, that's, of course, all these fancy-dancy little objects I have in here, that's the traditional way of hearing this familiar Bible story, right? We've heard it a million times, Pastor. Tell me something new. Okay, I will, since you asked. What's something new about this passage? If you read behind the lines, there's layers and layers of meaning. The deeper you get into the Bible, the more questions you have, and the more you need to learn. That's why I became a pastor, because I couldn't stop learning. And the higher level under this passage is that even though there were rocks, even though there were weeds, even though there wasn't really any soil along, guess what? The seeds were still planted. They let them grow as much as they could, in no matter what environment they fell upon. So, the theme for the day is, why not plant? Why not? I have a story for you. Today, when I first came here back in February, before all this craziness hit, I had a lot of plans and goals that I wanted to do. I'm an outdoorsy kind of guy, if you haven't noticed yet. And sitting for years in my mom and dad's china cabinet, they have a little farmhouse up north, and their china cabinet is kind of like what you might have as like a junk drawer in maybe your family. Not to rip on my mom and dad, but anything you can find goes in the china cabinet. So maybe you got some old photos. And it happened that my dad collected these seed packets. They were just sitting in there for years. Like, well, looks like little Pastor Aaron's going to be planting a garden back by the parsonage, so I'm going to give him some seeds, because I just didn't get around to planting them. So giddy Pastor Aaron like myself, I was like, sure, give me free seeds. I could use these things. So I took them, and I was going to plant them. I worked up the ground. We had really helpful members from a church help me get that started. They dug up the soil and the grass. And I was about to plant these seeds out of my dad's china cabinet, and I look on the back of the seed packet, and guess what? They weren't just expired. They were from like 15 years ago. They were old. They were old, old seeds. And I don't know what, but I was like, why not plant them, right? They're there. Let's put them in the ground and see what happens. That's the up north redneck thing to do. So that's what I did. Worked in the ground, weeded it, watered it, put the seeds in the right depth. And what happened? Some grew, some didn't. It was like half and half. It's sporadic. It's kind of funny if you go and look. There's like a couple good plants here and then nothing. And then a couple more good plants and maybe a little runt and then nothing. It's delightful. But that's the message for today. Why not plant? You know, it's not the ideal environment. There were rocks in the soil. It was dry. I didn't really have a lot of fertilizer. The seeds were old. I didn't have a lot of time to always water it. But some came up. If you focus on that come up, that's the positive message that we have today. That's the message for you, that this soil went out knowing that some are going to fall along the path that be eaten up by birds. That's going to happen in your life. You might pour all your heart and soul into something, and it's just going to go to nothing. But why not give it a chance? Why not go out on a limb and take a risk? Sometimes we might put our heart and soul into something, give it our all, only for it to grow and then die quickly. Maybe as a new relationship. Or maybe you put your heart and soul in something and just the world gets and you run out of time and you fall among the thorns. Well, who knows? Why not give it a chance? Why not plant? Life finds a way. For that's our message today. As Christians, we like to focus on the bad of the world, the negatives, the things you say you can't do. But that's not what Jesus says. Because in this parable, the sower himself is God. God is the one planting. And God doesn't care if he's putting it on flat ground. It doesn't matter if it's rocky ground for God. It doesn't matter if there's craziness going on in the world. God is still going to plant. You know why? Because God loved the whole world. Not just the ones that he knew were going to believe in him. God loved the people that he knew were going to be torturing and killing his people. God loved the people that were protesting against him. But he still planted anyway. He still gave us his son, Jesus Christ. He's still willing to die when it all seemed like it was for nothing. And that's our message. That's your message because you're part of this family of God. Give that person in your life a chance. Give coming back to worship a chance. Go out on a risky limb. And you might just find a nugget of gold. You might just find yourself growing in faith. That's what faith really is, trust. Trusting knowing that half your plants are going to come up and pop up in rows, and some won't. Some might get eaten by deer or chipmunks. But every now and then you'll get a couple good strawberries, a couple good beans, and enough to make a salad. Not speaking from experience. Maybe I am. But that's the message we have. When our seed packets seem out of date, give it a chance. Abraham and Sarah were past childbearing. They gave it a chance, and they had a son. And I want to share with you another story that I came across as we close today. As we plant, in the Far East, there's something called this tree called the bamboo tree. You guys probably heard of it. Maybe you have a little miniature version in your office or at home. The Chinese bamboo tree takes 5 years for it to grow. Now, I'm not just talking like the little ones you got, the miniature dwarf ones in your office, the real bamboo ones that you make fishing poles out of. They take 5 years off the ground. And if you were to grow one of these trees, you'd have to go through the process of fertilizing and watering this little seed every day. And it won't even break the ground, it won't even come up until that fifth year. But once it breaks through the ground after 5 years, within 5 weeks, it grows to be 90 feet tall. 90 feet tall. That's like twice as tall as this building that we're in today. In 5 weeks. Imagine that. But the question is, does this tree grow 90 feet tall in 5 weeks or in 5 years? Well, it's obvious, right? It takes 5 years. That little guy planting was out there every day for 5 years. It takes 5 years for that to grow, even though there weren't any signs at first. Because at any time if that farmer, that sower, had stopped watering and stopped hoping for that little plant to grow and stopped nurturing it and stopped fertilizing that little bamboo tree, that little tree would die. And I can see people coming and talking to that little farmer over in China when he's trying to grow this bamboo tree. And they go and see him watering every day and like, "How you doing, bud? What are you doing? You watering the ground? You've been out here a long time." Well, even Ronnie Millsap and Stevie Wonder can see that there isn't anything growing here, bud, because they're blind. It's exactly how the world will treat you and God's word, for that matter. Think about it. How long have you been working on being a better person? How long have you been working on growing in your faith as a Christian? How long have you been putting in extra hours at work to take care of your family? How long have you been searching for a new job that just doesn't seem to present itself? How long are you going to keep putting in the effort when nothing is showing for it? You see, people are going to do that to you. And everybody wants instant results. Everybody wants that new little the leaf that comes up and sprouts right away. A big mega church overnight. Everybody wants that. But that's not always how the Word of God operates, folks. Just like you have to keep on watering that plant, you have to keep on opening your heart every day over time. And you have to keep on waiting for another person to open their hearts over time. That's what it is like to understand the teaching of God. That's the position that you have, the opportunity you have today when you go out into this week, into the world. There's going to be people that are adamantly against church and faith and God. There's going to be people that are so jazzed up about it, but then will forget about it a week later. There's going to be people and instances that will take your attention away from God. But every now and then, there will be just one person that you have affected that will become the greatest believer and will change their family forever because you took the time. So regardless of these people in your life, be like God and tell yourself this. When the package is outdated, why not plant? So may the grace of God, the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.